We're in all things unlike a void and cloudless sky.
Yes, I like the cloudless sky.
And the naked, spotless intellect is like a transparent vacuum.
I'm gonna get sucked into this one.
At this moment, know yourself and abide in that state.
Are you going to bring politics into this?
Oh, Ed.
Oh, Tom.
Oh, Voyagers. That which is called ego death is coming to you.
I'm dead already.
Remember.
Got my pen.
This is now the hour of death and rebirth.
All right, I'm out of here.
Take advantage of this temporary death to obtain the perfect state.
Politics again?
Enlightenment.
Yes, I would like a mint.
Concentrate on the unity of all living beings.
I'm concentrating.
Hold on to the clear light.
There's that light again.
Use it to attain understanding and love.
Yes, I'd like to understand love, wouldn't you?
If you cannot maintain the bliss of illumination, and if you are slipping back into contact with the external world,
that's nothing.
Remember,
I got my pen. There'll be a quiz after class.
The hallucination.
I like hallucinations.
Which you may now experience.
Whoa!
The vision and insights.
I can see inside that.
Will teach you much about yourself and the world.
Yeah, but what about this veil?
The veil of routine perception will be torn from your eyes.
I hate it when that happens.
Remember the unity of all living things.
That's you folks out there.
Remember the bliss of the clear light.
There's that light again.
Let it guide you through the visions of this experience.
Guide me.
Let it guide you through your new life to come.
I thought I was dead.
If you feel confused,
I'm confused.
Call upon the memory of your friend,
Tom,
Ed,
Voyagers,
and the power of the person whom you most admire.
Thank you, Dennis Murphy.
Oh, Ed.
Oh, Tom.
Oh, Voyagers. Try to reach and keep the experience of the clear light.
Can I keep this?
Remember.
I got my pen.
The light is the light. Energy. The endless flame of life.
Oh.
An ever-changing, surging turmoil of color may engulf your vision.
Wow, look at this.
This is the ceaseless transformation of energy. The life process.
Oh.
Do not fear it.
I don't fear it.
Surrender to it.
I surrender.
Join it.
Are there going to be dues to pay?
It is part of you.
Part of me?
You are part of it.
Part of it?
Remember, also.
What? More notes?
Beyond the restless flowing electricity of life is the ultimate reality.
Reality check.
The void.
That's nothing.
Your own awareness, not formed into anything possessing form or color, is naturally void.
That's nothing. But what happened to your voice?
The final reality.
Good, I can get rid of this damn thing.
The all good.
The all good.
The all peaceful.
The all peaceful.
The light.
I like that light.
The radiance.
Is it getting warm in here?
The movement is the fire of light from which we all come.
It is, I knew it was.
Join it.
What, more dudes?
It is part of you.
Part of me?
Beyond the light of life is the peaceful silence of the void.
That's that nothing thing again.
The quietness beyond all transformations.
Shh, quiet now.
The Buddha smile.
A Buddha, a Buddha, a Buddha.
The void is not nothingness.
It's not.
The void is beginning and end itself.
That's nothing.
Unobstructed, shining, thrilling, blissful.
Whoa!
Diamond consciousness.
Now that's sharp.
The all good Buddha.
A Buddha, a Buddha, a Buddha.
Your own consciousness not formed into anything.
No thing?
No thought, no vision, no color is void.
That's nothing.
The intellect shining and blissful and silent.
Shh, quiet.
is the state of perfect enlightenment.
Yes, you promised me a mint a long time ago. Mints for everyone.
Your own consciousness, shining, void, and inseparable from the great body of radiance.
What the hell is that?
Has no birth nor death.
What do they call it?
It is the immutable light, which the Tibetans call a Buddha.
A Buddha.
A Buddha. Amitabha. The awareness of the formless beginning.
Is knowing this enough?
Knowing this is enough.
All right.
Recognize the voidness of your own consciousness to be a Buddhahood.
A Buddha. A Buddha. A Buddha.
Keep this recognition and you will maintain the state of the divine mind of the Buddha.
A Buddha. I think I like
it. A Buddha Amitabha. Remember,
I got my pin.
In this session, you experience three bardos.
Count them out.
Three states of ego loss.
I hate that.
First, there is the clear light of reality.
I like the light.
Next, there are fantastically varied game hallucinations.
All right, more hallucinations.
Later, you will reach the stage of re-entry, of regaining an ego.
No, we didn't take the bat.
Oh, friend.
Yes.
You may experience ego transcendence.
I feel like a party.
Departure from your old self.
Am I the only one?
But you are not the only one.
Oh, yeah?
It comes to all at some time.
Yeah, I suppose I'm fortunate.
You are fortunate to have this gratuitously given rebirth experience.
Flaws, cling, and weakness, and fondness.
Do not cling in fondness and weakness to your old self.
I cling to my mind.
Even though you cling to your mind, you've lost the power to keep it.
I'm going to struggle.
You can gain nothing by struggling in this hallucinatory world.
I'm attached.
Be not attached.
I'm weak.
Be not weak.
I fear terror.
Whatever fear or terror may come to you,
yeah.
Forget not these words.
I got my pen.
Take their meaning into your heart.
Okay, then what?
Go forward.
What's that line over there?
Herein lies the vital secret of recognition.
Yeah, I thought so.
Oh, friend.
Yes.
Remember.
Come on, more notes.
When body and mind,
separate,
you experience a glimpse of the pure truth.
Truth. Bright and near.
Subtle.
Sparkling.
Bright.
Warm, too.
Dazzlingly glorious and radiantly awesome.
I knew it. What's that?
In appearance, like a mirage moving across the landscape in springtime.
Is that a stream?
One continuous stream of vibration.
I'm getting daunted.
Be not daunted thereby.
I'm terrified not.
Nor terrified nor awed.
What is it?
That is the radiance of your own true nature.
I don't recognize it.
Recognize it.
Okay.
From the midst of that radiance comes the natural sound of reality. Reverberating like a thousand thunders simultaneously sounding. That is the natural sound of your own life process.
I bet not.
Be not daunted thereby.
I'll be terrified not.
Nor terrified, nor awed.
What should I know?
It is sufficient for you to know that these apparitions are your own thought forms.
I think not.
If you do not recognize your own thought form...
Wait, I think I lost my preparation.
If you forget your preparation...
The
light will daunt
the
you.
The sounds!
The sounds will awe you.
The rays
will terrify you.
You're confusing
the
me!
The people around you will confuse you.
I got my teachings.
Remember the key to the teachings.
Okay.
Oh, friend.
Yes?
These
realms are not come from somewhere outside yourself.
Where do they come?
They come from within and shine upon you.
Well, what about the revelations?
The revelations, too, are not come from somewhere else.
Well, where do they exist?
They exist from eternity within the faculties of your own intellect.
Right.
Know them to be of that nature.
Well, what about the keys?
The key to enlightenment and serenity during the period of 10,000 visions. Simply this.
Okay. Tell me.
Relax. Merge yourself with them.
I got my turn signals on.
Blissfully accept the wonders of your own creativity.
What if I'm attached or afraid?
Become neither attached nor afraid.
What if I'm attracted or repulsed?
Neither be attracted nor repulsed.
What should I do about the visions?
Above all, do nothing about the visions.
Where do they exist?
They exist only within you. Listen carefully.
Okay.
The radiant energy of the seed,
what come
from which come all living forms,
what's that hitting me?
Shoots forth and strikes against you with a light so brilliant that you will scarcely be able to look at it. Do not be frightened.
What is it?
This is the source energy which has been radiating for billions of years.
Oh, yeah?
Ever manifesting itself in different forms.
Now I can accept that.
Accept it.
I'll intellectualize it.
Do not try to intellectualize it.
I'll play games
with it. Do not play games with it.
What then?
Merge with it.
I got my turn signals on.
Let it flow through you.
Oh, I'm getting lost.
Lose yourself in it.
Look, a rainbow.
Fuse in the halo of rainbow light.
Look, a dance.
Into the core of the energy dance.
Well, what can I get?
Obtain Buddhahood in the central realm. Densely packed.
Is it a little tight in here?
Listen carefully.
Okay.
The bodily symptoms you are having are not drug effects.
Yeah, I bet they are.
They indicate that you are struggling against the awareness of feelings which surpass your normal experience.
I can control them.
You cannot control these universal energy waves.
Well, what should I do?
Let the feelings melt all over you.
Well, I don't know.
Become part of them.
How?
Sink into them and through them.
Am I pulsating now?
Allow yourself to pulsate with the vibrations surrounding you.
What should I do?
Do not struggle.
Will this go away?
Your symptoms will disappear as soon as all trace of ego-centered striving disappears.
Are you sure?
Accept them as the message of the body. Welcome them.
Hey, come on in.
Enjoy them.
Hey, I enjoyed that. Close your eyes, ignore this, and get into your head.
Oh, nobly born,
yes.
Listen carefully.
Okay, what is that for time?
The life flow is whirling through you. An endless parade of pure forms and sounds. Dazzlingly brilliant.
It's changing.
Ever changing.
I'm going to control it.
Do not try to control it.
What?
Flow with it.
Okay.
Experience the ancient cosmic myths of creation and manifestation.
Should I understand this?
Do not try to understand.
Why?
There's plenty of time for that later.
Okay.
Merge with it. Let it flow through you. There is no need to act or think. You're being taught the great lessons of evolution, creation, reproduction. If you try to stop it, you may fall into hell worlds and endure unbearable misery generated by your own mind. Avoid game interpretations.
What about thinking and talking?
Avoid thinking, talking, or doing.
I should do something.
Keep faith in the light flow.
Okay.
Trust your companions on this watery journey.
Well, I don't know about that.
Merge in rainbow light.
Turn signal's still on.
Into the heart of the river of created forms.
Well, that hurt.
Obtain Buddhahood in the realm called preeminently happy.
I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy.
Washing out to the endless sea of creation.
What should I do?
Flow with it.
Feel the pulse.
Feel the pulse of the sun's heart.
What should I do?
Let the red Buddha,
a Buddha, Buddha,
a Buddha, Amitabha, sweep you along.
I fear ecstasy.
Do not fear the ecstasy.
Should I resist the flow?
Do not resist the flow. Remember.
More notes?
All the exultant power comes from within.
I'm attached.
Release your attachment.
What is this?
Recognize the wisdom of your own blood.
My blood?
Trust the tide force pulling you into unity with all living forms.
I think my heart's bursting.
Let your heart burst in love for all life.
Are you kidding?
Let your warm blood gush out into the ocean of all life.
Where's this coming from?
Be not attached to the ecstatic power.
What should I do?
It comes from you. Let it flow.
I don't want to hold on to my body.
Do not try to hold on to your old bodily fears.
What should I do?
Let your body merge with the warm flux.
Flux me.
Let your roots sink into the warm life body.
I thought I was
merge
dead.
Into the heart glow of the Buddha.
Buddha. Buddha.
Buddha Amitabha. Float in the rainbow sea.
I can't swim.
Obtain Buddhahood in the realm named exultant love.
Oh, don't you just love this? Instructions for vision form. The wave vibration structure of external form. Eyes open, rapid involvement with external visual stimuli, intellectual aspects. Open your eyes, move around a little bit, look at these screens, and get into your head.
Oh, nobly born.
Yes.
Listen carefully.
You always say that.
At this point, you can become aware of the wave structure of the world around
you. Everything dissolving.
Everything you see dissolves into energy vibration.
I don't want to look.
Look closely, and you will tune in on the electric dance of energy.
What's happened to the people and things?
There are no longer things and persons, but only the direct flow of particles.
What's going on now?
Consciousness will now leave your body and flow into the stream of wave rhythm.
Rhythm and blues?
There is no need for talk or action.
What should I do?
Let your brain become a receiving set for the radiance.
Does this get FM?
All interpretations are the products of your own mind.
Are you sure?
Dispel them.
Okay, I'll try.
Have no fear. Exult in the natural power of your own brain.
What is this?
The wisdom of your own electricity.
What should I do?
Abide in the state of quietude. As the three-dimensional world fragments, you may feel panic. You may get a fondness for the heavy, dull world of objects you are leaving. At this time, Fear not the transparent, radiant, dazzling wave energy.
What should I do?
Allow your intellect to rest.
I'm scared of that ray.
Fear not the hook rays of the light of life.
What is it?
The basic structure of matter.
What?
The basic form of wave communication.
Ma Bell.
Watch quietly and receive the message.
Am I tuning this in?
You will now experience directly the revelation of primal form.
That seems nice. Check out the strobe light thing that's going on and listen to this.
Oh, nobly born.
Yes.
Listen carefully.
I still am.
You are experiencing the unity of all living forms.
Oh, you look kind of rubbery.
If people seem to you rubbery and lifeless,
I'm getting scared.
Like plastic puppets.
What's going on?
Be not afraid.
What should I do?
This is only the attempt of the ego to maintain its separate identity. Allow yourself to feel the unity of all. Merge with the world around you.
I got my turn signals on, but I'm getting scared.
Be not afraid.
Puppets.
Enjoy the dance of the puppets.
Who are they?
They are created by your own mind.
I feel like I'm pulsating.
Allow yourself to relax and feel the ecstatic energy vibrations pulsing through you.
Right here.
Enjoy the feeling of complete oneness with all life. And all matter.
What's this glowing?
The glowing radiance is a reflection of your own consciousness. It is one aspect of your divine nature. Do not be attached to your old human self.
Oh, I feel kind of strange.
Do not be alarmed at the new and strange feelings you are having. If you are attracted now to your old self,
yeah,
you will be reborn shortly for another
round of gaming. I was just kidding. I was kidding.
Exercise humble trust.
I'm too easy.
And remain fearless.
I'm not scared.
You will merge into the heart of the blessed Ratna Simbaba.
Amitabha.
In a halo of rainbow light.
Hey, that's pretty.
And attain liberation. In the realm endowed with glory.
I want to be free, oh. Instructions for Vision 6, the retina circuit.
Oh, nobly born,
yes.
Listen well.
Hey, look, a dance.
You are now witnessing the magical dance of form.
Hey, it looks like a kaleidoscope.
Ecstatic kaleidoscopic patterns explode around you. All possible shapes come to life before your eyes.
What is this?
The retinal circuit.
Hey, I like the circuit.
The ceaseless play of elements. Earth, water, air, fire.
Hey, now, I can't play with magic.
In ever-changing forms and manifestations.
Hey, I'm getting
crazy. It dazzles you with its complexity and variety.
What should I do? Look at that.
And enjoy the rushing stream.
What should I do?
Do not become attached to any vision or revelation. Let everything flow through you.
What if it's unpleasant?
If unpleasant experiences come,
yeah,
let them flit by with the rest.
Well, shouldn't I struggle?
Do not struggle against them.
Where is it coming from?
It all comes from within you.
Is there a lesson in this?
This is the great lesson in the creativity and power of the brain.
Yeah, I thought so.
Freed from its learned structures. Let the cascade of images and associations take you where it will.
Okay.
Meditate calmly on the knowledge that these visions are emanations of your own consciousness.
Are you sure?
This way you can attain self-knowledge and be liberated.
Liberate me, oh, liberate me. The instructions for Vision 7.
mythical superhuman figures.
Like what?
Demons.
Whoa!
Goddesses.
Mm.
Celestial warriors.
Mm.
Giants. Angels.
Wow.
Bodhisattvas.
I like them.
Dwarfs.
Crusaders.
Christians.
Elves.
Devils.
Yeah.
Saints.
John Paul and Mark.
And sorcerers.
Magic.
Infernal spirits.
Oh, that's hot.
Goblins.
Whoa!
Knights and emperors.
Mm, hierarchy, huh?
Hey, what about him? The Lotus Lord of Dance.
And him?
The wise old man.
Mm, what about him?
The divine child.
What's this one?
The trickster.
What's that?
The shapeshifter.
And him?
The tamer of monsters.
Hey, who's she?
The mother of God.
What about her?
The witch.
And him?
The moon king.
What about him?
The wanderer.
What is all this?
The whole divine theater of figures representing the highest reaches of human knowledge.
I'm kind of getting afraid of them.
Do not be afraid of them.
Where'd they go?
They are within you.
What?
Your own creative intellect is the master magician of them all.
I don't recognize that.
Recognize the figures as aspects of yourself.
Where's it come from?
The whole fantastic comedy takes place within you.
I should stick around, huh?
Do not become attached to the figures. To maintain the perfect clear light of the first bar zone.
Hey, you said I could keep that.
For the serene, peaceful visions of the second.
Wait.
You are now entering second bar zone nightmare.
Oh, think about that.
Recognize them.
What are we?
They are your own thought forms made visible and audible.
Oh, where do they come from?
They are products of your own mind with a spat to the wall.
Oh, what does this mean?
They indicate that you are close to liberation.
Well, I'm getting scared.
Do not fear them.
They'll harm me.
No harm can come to you from these hallucinations.
Oh, I like hallucinations.
They are your own thoughts and frightening aspects. They are old friends.
What should I do?
Welcome them.
Hey, nice to see you.
Merge with them.
Got my dirt signals up.
Join them.
What? More dues to be?
Lose yourself in them.
Oh, where am I?
They are yours.
I can keep them?
Whatever you see.
Oh, that's pretty strange.
No matter how strange and terrifying.
Right.
Remember above all.
Okay.
That it comes from within you.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Hold on to that knowledge.
Yeah.
As soon as you recognize that, you will obtain liberation.
Liberated!
If you do not recognize them,
you
torture and
no.
punishment will
no,
ensue.
No, I didn't really. I recognize them.
But these two are but the radiances of your own intellect.
What are they?
They are immaterial.
What about the voidness?
Voidness cannot injure voidness.
Well, what about these visions?
None of the peaceful or wrathful visions.
What about the demons?
We are
the monsters?
Demons, machines, monsters, or devils.
Where are they?
Exist in reality.
Where are they then?
Only within your skull.
Oh, yeah, right.
This will dissipate your fear.
It will?